Walk in My Shoes was conceived by Tanika Dai, the artistic director at the Salvation Army's Recreate Cafe on Macaulay Avenue. The idea was to give homeless people, usually marginalised and often ignored, a voice and, she hoped, a clearer, more positive sense of themselves. For Lee, the man whose story is told in the 6-minute film showing online, being involved in the project was transformative, according to Tanika Dai. The first thing that struck me listening to you talk about it is, how do you get them to think about something other than being homeless? Because that's obviously got to be uppermost in their mind all the time, I would think, right? That creates a mindset, doesn't it?
Yeah, but they don't sit around just talking about why they're homeless either.
Is it difficult to get them to engage in the kind of things you're getting, trying to get them to engage?
It can be, but
in?
I think anytime you're trying to solicit a story from somebody and that's their life, that there's some walls there. Okay. And it just comes through building relationships, letting people know what we're doing, and the story that actually is highlighted so beautifully in the film. The gentleman came up after church one Sunday after we'd been announcing for several weeks that we're looking for stories, and finally he came forward and said, yeah, I have a story. And it was his wife had passed away on Christmas 3 years ago. And it was all he said, and was like, oh my goodness, that's, you can't even imagine that. And so I think giving that invitation to tell your story and what's happened to you, and then a platform to share it and a creative way to engage with it. And then when you give permission to another person to tell it, that is just tremendous. It's just been really eye-opening to go through the process.
What kind of impact does it have on the homeless person to do this? Does it help them at all? I guess the assumption is, on our part, that nobody wants to be homeless, right?
And that they're
all looking to get out of being homeless and reestablish themselves.
But it's as I tell people a lot of times, being in homelessness is a multi-layer situation. There's never usually one thing that leads to it.
Right.
And so, as you can imagine, just like it doesn't just, it could happen quickly, but there's usually several things that lead to it, and you can't get out of it quickly. It is a struggle to get out of. And so the fight is against apathy and just giving up and just settling and getting in a rut, and you just get into your routine of going to your camp and going to the kitchen and going to the Salvation Army, and that's your life. And so I think art has the ability to go, hey, there's more possibilities here than what you're engaging with. Let's explore this a little bit.
Has anybody ever done this before? Anyone else? Taking homeless people and trying somehow to help them turn their lives around by privileging their story and saying, you know, we want to know your story. We want to know who you are. We want to give you a sense of because it seems to me part of the problem of being homeless is you feel marginalized.
Right, and invisible.
Yeah.
And I mean, and there's certainly other groups that do awareness and projects. I mean, I watched a video this morning and posted it on a New York City Rescue Mission. It was very powerful. But in terms of like really engaging with them and allowing them to be the performers, and so the performers were also either had been homeless, were currently homeless, or had never been homeless. So where my word is intentional. I'm being intentional with engaging this population and their story and what's happened with them, but not just stopping there, but inviting them into the process. Like Lee was there practically the entire time. He was there every night we performed because he wanted to be. He volunteered. He served coffee. He sat in the back. And so he had to hear his story like 8 times performed live. Mm-hmm. And each time that happened, he gained power over it. And so that was intentional, but that was my intention of giving him an opportunity. What he did with it was totally him. And so as far as, are there other people doing this to this level? Like I said, the only experience I had was at Tennessee Wesleyan, where we were doing it with students. And that's not happening anymore. We did it for about 5 years. But as this type of project, when you're doing something new, you don't know that anybody else is doing it as well.
I know. I guess as much as anything, I was just curious, you know, as to whether anybody had any kind of, results. Anybody, mm-hmm. you could point to somebody and say, you know, this, as a result of this is what's happened. But you're still sort of in that process, aren't you?
Yeah. I mean, like I said, I mean, we've seen steps with Lee. I mean, he made the decision to leave a group of friends that he had been camping with for many years, and he saw that they weren't making choices to better their life, so he decided to remove himself. Mm-hmm. And so that was a recent decision, like 2 weeks ago. Since then, we're working with trying to maybe help him get an avenue to a job. A couple that he goes to church with has also invited him into their home as of just this last weekend. I don't even think you guys know that. So he's making progress. I mean, every time I see him, I put this application in, this application, this application. This is what I'm doing. And we talked about that after he made the decision to leave these friends who he had said himself were his adopted family, because he doesn't have a relationship with his family. And he has family just in Georgia. He had made that choice that he saw that they weren't making choices that were good for them. They did not desire to get out of their situation. And he saw that and said, I don't want that anymore. And we had a discussion. I said, I'm not going to say that this is why, Lee, you're being a part of Walk in My Shoes is why you're having this. But let's look back 6 months ago. You weren't saying any of this. And you know, we started working directly with him in October. So, you hope that's what happens, right? You hope people make changes and it affects, but sometimes it's not measurable. And
I understand. But the first thing that occurred to me was that many of us, if we haven't been through that, are going to go through that. Mm-hmm. Where we lose somebody really close to us. And most of us are going to lean on family or close friends. So it sounds like Lee was isolated already.
He was, and as he tells in his story, his wife she took care of him on many levels. Mm. And when she was like his main support, when that fell out, I mean, and there was some mental struggles and just some other issues, it really was like the bottom falling out. Mm. And that was how he responded, was just to run away. And then resources ran out, mm-hmm. and then he finds himself in Chattanooga, and then he loses his vehicle. So it's, like I said, it's the death happened quickly, but the steps that led to him being homeless was not quick. It was a process, and it will take a while to get out of that.
Leif Ramsey directed the film that documents the process involved in taking several people's stories and turning them into a stage narrative. There were 8 people's stories told in the stage version of Walk in My Shoes. The film focuses on one, Lee, the man who lost his wife on Christmas Day. Telling his story and having an actor retell it on stage has had a profound effect on him, according to Tanika Dye. But Leif Ramsey says making the film had an equally profound effect on him.
I had a fairly monolithic view of like homelessness. I'd just never been exposed to it, right? Like, some of my exposure was like seeing people on the street. And like, so my monolithic view was essentially like, oh, okay. So, you know, there's some that are probably legitimately have some mental issues and, you know, need some help in that respect. There's a lot that are probably just lazy, right? And like, it's just like a really, whatever, bad frame of reference, but that's the frame of reference I had. And then like working on this project, actually getting to know somebody like who is homeless and like who hasn't been that way his whole life, had a wife, had a family, had a job, you know, like lived like what we would consider a successful life, right? And then like 3 years ago, traumatic things happen in his life and devolves and he's homeless, right? And then like, what does it take to come back out of that, you know? And like, what are the things that you struggle with? And like, for me, I don't know. I just never saw that like I never realized that it could be that easy and that it could be that close.
Really, I think the most powerful moment, which I'm glad you captured in the film, the powerful statement that Bruce says from Lee's words is that it can happen to anybody. It can happen really fast. Mm-hmm. And when I saw the show, that was the line that moved me. And I was and it's in the film, and it just kind of encapsulates that whole Lee, you know, it brings that connection to the story in the play.
That's Rodney Van Valkenburg from Artsbuild Chattanooga. Artsbuild funded both the stage play and the film with one of their Community Cultural Connections grants. The grants fund projects that demonstrate how the arts change lives. So perhaps it's not surprising that Walk in My Shoes was one of the first projects funded by the grant program when it was started in 2012. You can see the film on Vimeo and on YouTube. Just Google Walk in My Shoes, Chattanooga. For WUTC's Around and About, I'm Richard Winham.